shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian Plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The Talk of the Town. WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra.
Bedtime turns me off and I don't mean maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound.
Welcome to this week's edition of Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. Thanks for listening. We've got a great, great show tonight. We've got Nora Barton and Billy Howard in the next hour playing all kinds of classical acoustic folk music. We got Dale Wiley, my friend Dale Wiley from Springfield, Missouri, great Cardinals fan, former record label owner and current author. He's going to be in the studio. And we're beginning with our nocturnal journey. One of the greatest nocturnal journeys we've done, Dan. I got back from the Iowa State Fair about 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, you were excited about this one.
Well, you know, I've been to the Iowa State Fair. I like it a lot. I'm doing the book on the camper vans, and in the years past, I'm always parked my car and I'm walking to the State Fair, and I see all these like hundreds of camper vans there. So I wanted to embed myself in with all the State Fair campers for the book, and it was really quite an experience. There's like 5,000-6,000 campers that are there for the whole run of the State Fair. The State Fair runs through August 21st. A lot of them have their, you know, they got the big rigs with bathrooms and stuff. My little transit van doesn't have a bathroom, so it was a lot of fun standing in line in the morning for the bathroom and the shower and stuff. It's really crazy. It really is a crazy scene. You know, there's the thing about the Iowa State Fair. I mean, I've been to the Illinois State Fair, I've been to the Minnesota State Fair, I've been to the Wisconsin State Fair, but there's just a authenticity, just a real thing about the Iowa State Fair, you know.
Yeah, and you dodged a bullet because the Illinois State Fair, didn't it get washed out this week a little bit?
Did it really?
I think so, yeah. Heavy rain down south.
But, you know, so I wandered around and we're gonna play a little tape here. We did, got some interviews from the Thursday's Youth Rooster Crowing Contest in Pioneer Hall and the Ladies Chicken Calling Contest. Our friends from Feed in the Green Room, they'll like that. It's just real rootsy. The thing we didn't see, but I read about it, you know, they've got the biggest boar, one of the biggest boars of all state fairs. So if people are listening and want to check out Fred, the 1,155-pound boar, he's in the swine barn. He weighs about the size of a grand piano, Dan. This is according to the Des Moines newspaper. Everything is bigger in Texas. Their state fair called the Iowa State Fair, but they don't have a boar bigger than Fred.
And it's alive? Is it alive? Is it a taxidermy thing?
They said Fred has a hard time getting up. He's a lazy boar, which, you know, I've been called that. As a special treat, Fred drinks a pint or two of German beer, preferably warm, and on an average day, Fred will eat between 15 and 20 pounds of cornmeal. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's just fun stuff to drive to Iowa. It's like 5.5 hours from Chicago. You know, it's a fun thing to do. You should do it. You should do it during the week. You know,
where in Iowa is it at?
It's in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, okay.
I checked if the Iowa Cubs were in town.
Close to stuff.
Yeah, it is. Just don't go too near the campground. It's pretty gross. But like I wanted to mention, on August 16th, the Grandstand Entertainment. This is a great show. 8 o'clock in the Grandstand at the Iowa State Fair. You've got Heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. But, you know, a lot of people I talked to, and I talked to some farmers, and I talked to some people in food stands, the thing everybody was talking about was on Friday, August 19th, it's Iowa Corn Day, but the headliners in the Grandstand Entertainment, it's the big grandstands, is Kiss with the Dead Daisies.
So, Kiss at the Iowa State Fair.
Kiss at the Iowa State Fair. You know, I did a story years ago, a magazine story, where I went on the first Kiss cruise. So have you ever seen Kiss?
No, I've never seen them live.
But their fans, you know, their fans all dress up and stuff. So I think that's a real interesting photo op, you know, to get all the Kiss lookalikes walking down the midway of the Iowa State Fair. So August 19th, are you working that night?
What day of the week is it?
That's a Friday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know, 5.5 hours. Check if the Iowa Cubs are in town. Real quick, and we'll get to some of the tape we got. So it's, you know, the fair started in 1854. It inspired a novel, you know, three motion pictures as a state of Iowa's largest art show. I mean, there's that's the thing. You go in these, if it's hot, it was hot when we were there. There's some really great local artists and crafts and stuff. Lots of crazy food, which we'll get into. And one of the world's largest livestock shows, the country's largest state fair foods department, approximately 900 classes. So it's the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines, and it runs through August 21st. The Iowa State Fairgrounds is on East 30th Street and East University Avenue in Des Moines. And the telephone number is 1-800-545-3247 for more information. So we're going to start these segments after the break, or do you want to start them now?
No, we could. We got a short one. We could fit in before the break.
I'm so tired from that long drive back. But these are the chicken and rooster calling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just say who you are and where you're from.
Carrie Hodge, Davenport, Iowa.
Okay.
Jen Rotti, Ankeny, Iowa.
And your ages?
45. 36.
And today's your birthday.
Today is my birthday.
And what are we here? What'd you enter? Tell us the contest you entered here at the Iowa State Fair.
The chicken calling contest. Yep, ladies chicken calling contest.
And how'd you enter? I mean, was it a spur of the moment thing? Did they sign you up today? How's the process?
It's an annual thing. I signed up 18 years ago and got second place, so I thought I'd come back and see if I could do better.
Was this the first time since 18
yes.
years ago?
Yep.
And how'd you do today?
Fourth, so okay. I've got some work to do.
Okay, same question.
Yeah, you know what? I've done it a couple other times, and then this is the third time that I've done it, so got first today.
And that's how you celebrated your birthday?
Celebrate my birthday at the Iowa State Fair.
And you live on a farm? Tell us about your background with poultry and hogs.
Nope, you know, no farm. Grew up in a small farm town, you know, was in FFA, all that fun stuff, but never had any chickens or anything like that, so, yeah.
Okay, same question.
Grew up on a pig farm. I teach kindergarten, so my chicken call is probably daily in class.
Do you?
Yeah.
How do you? When do you use it in class?
When it's chicken for lunch. That's the announcement.
And you know, I got to talk to the organizers, but how? I have no idea how they judge this. I mean, do you know the criteria?
You know, no. You know, I don't know. All I know is they don't look at you, so I feel like I'm on The Voice, and they're going to hit the button and
yes.
then turn around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what they.
I'm going to ask you to each do one solo and then one together, and then I might have one more question on technique, but go ahead. And we should point out, that was the award-winning one. That was the first prize. Now, what's going on there? I mean, is it like jazz? Is it improvisational? I mean, do you think about this? I mean, how'd you do that?
I feel like it's a little improv. I mean, sometimes I don't know how you get the sound to come out of your mouth, but it just comes out that way. So it's just fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
That's my family.
That's your family?
Yeah, my family.
Same question about how you designed that.
I don't know how. Somebody said a chicken, and I cracked, I don't know, I just started calling and perfected it in the classroom over the years.
Is it at all different from what you did 18 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What do the kids say when you do that?
They just look at me funny.
Did
you? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, last thing. Can you do it together?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. We'll be back with more fun stuff from the Iowa State Fair after these commercials.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, hobble, hobble.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal and our journey to the Iowa State Fair. I should mention that my friend John Saul, who's doing all the photos for the camper book, shot some video of the chicken and rooster contest and some other state fair stuff, and that'll be on. We never talk about the Nocturnal Journal Facebook page, but that will be on the Nocturnal Journal Facebook page probably by the beginning of the week, I think.
Right. It'll be mainly you can find them on WGNradio.com.
Okay.
And, you know, and our links from the Facebook page will take you right there.
Okay, now what we're going to do now is this is Regina Pirtle. She's kind of in charge of all things at the Farm Bureau Pioneer Hall. So she was coordinating all those contests and stuff. It was funny because she was kind of, it was really hot in there. She was kind of like, you know, not really wanting to talk. But then we went outside and sat in a golf cart. So what she did here for me was she kind of handicapped the rest of the stuff going on in her hall for the rest of the state fair, which runs through August 21st, and some other stuff. She was quite excited about the, as you'll hear, about the men's beard contest coming up. So here's Regina.
My name is Regina Pirtle, P-I-R-T-L-E.
And what's your title here at the state fair?
I'm superintendent of Pioneer Hall.
And tell us what goes on at Pioneer Hall, actually.
Oh, everything in the world. We have a lot of fun contests, ranging from cow chip to rubber chicken toss to piano playing, singing, yodeling, harmonica, accordion. It just goes on and on. We just, if it's fun, we do it.
Off the top of your head, what can people expect the rest of the fair? Any highlights in here off the top of your head?
Of course, this first weekend of the fair, that is dedicated to the Fiddler's Contest here in the building.
Okay.
So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's mainly what will be the musical end of it. There will be some entertainment in the evening other than fiddling and some at noon. So that takes care of that. We always have live demonstrations, working displays of people showing how to make pottery, baskets, our blacksmith, the treadle sewing machine, and many things like that, spinning, weaving, rug making.
Very good. What did we see today? The reason we're here.
Our day began with
we missed the turkey calling and duck calling. We were still in transit. But we did see youth rooster crowing and ladies chicken calling.
That's what we did see just now. And we just finished that. And that was always fun, as usual. The ladies call chickens in, and many of them have come from the farm. Many have not. And the calling is that widespread in variety.
You're good at this. You're good. And how many, well, we had a lot, how many entrants would you say we had?
Well, for the children, I would say there was maybe 40.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And for the ladies?
And for the ladies, there weren't quite as many, but I would say 22 or 3.
I'm really curious how they get judged.
Okay, well, the presentation of the event. So how the woman presented her call. Was it loud? Was it lengthy? Was it accurate in what it was depicting? The difficulty of it? Just normal things that you would try to find in someone's presentation.
I liked a little boy who did the movement, but he only got ninth place. But I liked that little extra thing he did.
And yes,
that
that's always fun for the audience. The audience loves to watch that. But the sad thing is that the judges do not see that part because their backs are to the participants.
Oh, that's right.
And that is so they are purely judging what they hear and not what they
that's
see.
That's an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. We're pretty smart here. I know.
You've been doing this all 26 years?
Yes,
I mean, you've been doing this 26 years.
I have.
So has this been part of
that? This hasn't developed. We started out with that thought in mind that it was better to judge on if it was a musical type thing or something that you had to hear, it was better not to see the added attractions but to purely judge on what you
hear. Well, I didn't even think of that. Couple more questions. Where are you from originally?
Des Moines,
Iowa. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you must have grown up going to the state fair.
I did. It was not as frequent as it has been since I've been an adult, but that was because my mother didn't drive and my dad worked and nobody was around to take us. We took the streetcar a lot.
Oh, good for you. What'd your dad do? What kind of work?
Grading and excavating.
Okay. Now, I'm a huge fan of the Iowa State Fair. That's why I'm here.
Yes.
What makes this fair... Well, I want to say better. I'll go ahead. Better and also more different than other state fairs in the Midwest. I just think it's. I love this. This is like going to Wrigley Field for me. It really is. That's how.
There would be many reasons why that would happen.
There's your fan.
Well,
just one moment. I'm on a broadcast here.
Bigger than the Bob Costas.
Okay. Oh.
So yeah,
that's a fine example right there. The people, the Iowa people are wonderful and friendly and just great to work with. They are, just want to have a good time. But I would say that our landscape, our grounds, are a big part of it. We have a lot of rolling hills, a lot of huge trees, a lot of just comfort, you know, benches to sit on and to watch people. I feel that's a big part of it. We have a lot of variety. We're an agricultural state, and so animals are something that present themselves here. We have a lot of food entries. We have a lot of 4-H and FFA. We have, of course, it's developing into a fair that offers many, 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 many varieties of food, and that is a huge thing. But before that, that is a great thing, but before that, it's the people, and it's their time and talent that they're bringing to the fair.
You're great. One more thing, as long as you got that.
You said that three things ago.
Well, I know, but I want to pick out a couple of things maybe toward the middle of next week.
Okay, so two more things.
August, all right, August 15th.
We have harmonica and accordion.
Look at James David Brown.
Yes.
Country James gospel. David. Not yeah. James Brown, James David Brown.
Yes, I'm glad you read that correctly.
Okay, tell me about this one.
Manual Timber Sports.
Well,
Beard.
August. This is on August 16th. 10:30, August 16th at Pioneer
Here
Hall.
At
take
Pioneer
it away, take
Hall.
It away.
Take it away, Regina. Well, here's what happened. We have had this beard contest for years and years, and probably 10, 12 years ago, only two men signed up for it. And I said, girls, this can't happen. So I said, we've got to go out. Everybody go a different direction. Any man with a beard, you tell them they have to come back and be in the contest. Well, we did, and they came. And we had a wonderful group. And the men just really enjoyed themselves and started coming back year after year. It became kind of like a little fraternal thing. They were happy to see each other. They looked at each other's beards and evaluated, oh, you did this. Well, anyway, because of that, we expanded. We just had the longest beard, and we expanded into best groomed, most unique, most historic in nature, and best beard with costume. Now, if you want to have fun, come and see the men in costume with their beards.
Okay. I bet you get a lot of craft brewers from Chicago. They have a lot of beards, all those craft brewers.
Well, we get them from all over. Yeah. But it's fun to see the costumes that the guys rig up to go with their beards. And they do, they are very creative with their beards. They braid them and they paint them and they wax them and they put glitter on them. It just depends on what, their mood. And so it's fun. It's fun. Yes, a good thing.
A little heat stroke. But has ZZ Top ever played the state fair?
No. I don't know if they played the
They'd
state
be good
fair.
For
Not
this.
At Pioneer Hall.
Oh.
And the manual timber sports are like wood chopping and buck sawing and bow sawing and that kind of thing. Now, the unique thing about this, we have a gentleman that's in his 80s who has brought the timber for 35 years. He had a sawmill, and he cuts the timber, and he brings it for these people to do. And even into his 80s, for years he has been first place in the wood chopping with an axe. And he's maybe slipped to second place a couple of times, but he's the man to beat in that.
Okay, that's 1 o'clock on Tuesday, August 16th.
1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay. One more question, we'll be done. Let's do this
cow
one.
Cow chip. How about cow chip? We haven't talked about that.
Cow chip? All right.
We actually throw cow chips.
Okay, that's Wednesday at August 17th at
11
in the morning. Good way to start the day with the cow chip.
Yes. Well, and we actually
That's not early in the day for farmers.
No, not for farmers. But we have like a VIP, and it's early in the day for them. But we also have men's, women's, and children. So it's a kind of a long event, but it's fun.
Do you have ever people, the chicken collars, do they also participate in it?
Some of them do. Yeah. The rubber chicken toss.
Well, this is ladies' rubber
chicken. It's ladies only. They throw years ago, it used to be a rolling pin throw.
Yeah, right.
And
when I was married, I was involved in that contest.
Because your wife threw it at you. Right?
Yeah.
Got
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. Thanks for listening. We're doing our little tribute to the Iowa State Fair, and our final segment is, you know, I also think they have some of the wackiest food of all state fairs. They have to go out and sample it all. And every year, apparently, they have a voting contest. So, and then the people vote online, and I think even through the newspaper there, for the food that's going to be added. So this year, there were three finalists. There was ice cream nachos. My buddy John had those. He wasn't real crazy about that, like sugar chips covered with cinnamon ice cream. The cinnamon ice cream, I guess, was good. The Pride of Iowa wrap, and then the one I sampled was Not Your Mama's Taco, sponsored by the Iowa Turkey Federation. We had it about 10 o'clock in the morning. I think that was Friday morning. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we talked with Greta Irwin, executive director of the Iowa Turkey Federation, on how Not Your Mama's Taco came about.
This is Greta Irwin with the Iowa Turkey Federation.
Well, you got this down.
I do.
Have you done a lot of interviews so far?
I have.
So say it again, and then we'll start here.
All right. This is Greta Irwin with the Iowa Turkey Federation.
And where are we at?
We are at the Iowa State Fair at the Turkey Grill. This is a grill that has been ran by the Iowa turkey farmers for over 30 years here at the Iowa State Fair.
And this is new food at the fair, so we're having the Not Your Mama's Taco. That's why I'm here.
Yes, you are here for our Not Your Mama's Taco. This is shredded turkey breast meat with a peppery veggie slaw and then a sweet mango salsa on top of that. And we freshly fry our tortilla shell to make a nice, warm, fresh, crunchy tortilla shell around that turkey meat.
And how'd you come up with the recipe?
Well, this was something the team came up with. It has been a popular idea just to use turkey in tacos, but we wanted to think, how can we take this and put a different twist on it? And that's why we called it Not Your Mama's Taco. It's not your basic lettuce and tomatoes. It's got a lot more flavor to it, a lot more vegetables to it. This does make the healthy food items, even here at the Iowa State Fair.
Healthy food, yeah. We're having one at 10:30 in the morning.
Yes, we've been selling them since 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Now, how does this work for our listeners? New food at the fair. So the finalists are ice cream nachos, Not Your Mama's Taco, and the Pride of Iowa wrap. So do people vote? How does that work?
Well, we had to submit an entry to the state fair back in March. And then in June, we had to come down and actually prepare the product for them since we were part of a finalist group. And now we're in the top three, which means we need customers like you to get on and text TACO to the 75782 number. And then from that number, they will determine who wins the top new fair food item. And that will be announced on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Then will you be serving at the rest of the festival?
Yes. Yep. We'll be serving this throughout the whole entire state fair.
Then would you be back next year?
We will be back next year. We've been at this for over 30 years. We started in 83. And so this is a great way for us to meet our consumers, for our farmers to talk turkey and answer people's questions, but yet for consumers to understand turkey is just not for Thanksgiving. We've got wonderful turkey tenderloins on a stick here that you can put with great sauces. We have griddle sticks, which are turkey sausages on a stick with pancake batter around them. We do a shredded turkey sandwich. We do, of course, the turkey legs, which has been a huge state fair staple for many, many years. And then as well as now we've added this turkey taco, just to keep consumers interested in cooking with turkey.
You were going to get that was my next question, how come this isn't on a stick?
Well, it's in your hand. It's as close as we can get.
What, did you grow up here?
I am from Iowa. I'm from Northeast Iowa. And I've been involved with the turkey industry for now over 21, 22 years running their association.
And did you come to the state fair as a little girl and stuff?
I actually did come to the state fair as a little girl. In 1983, I actually have a picture of my dad eating a drumstick from this food stand when I was down here as a 4-H'er. So the state fair and all of the activities here have been part of my life for many, many years.
Now, you know, we're from Chicago. I mean, do people think about Iowa and turkeys, or is it an educational thing you have to do, you know? I mean,
well,
I don't think about turkeys in Iowa.
You don't think about turkeys in Iowa, maybe, just because we have a lot of smaller family farmers that are raising our turkeys for us. We have two turkey processing plants in Iowa. One's a cooperative. They provide a lot of their meat to Subway. And the other company is Tyson, so a lot of the Jimmy Dean products that you would maybe buy in your stores in Chicago area could be coming from our Iowa turkey families.
I'm going to throw out some facts, and we'll be done here.
There are currently over 130 turkey farms in Iowa. Iowa has moved up the ladder and is now ranked number 8 in turkey production and 5th in processing throughout the country.
Yes, we have. And so we, you know, kind of quietly go about our business here, but we have a lot of second, third generation turkey farmers. And then I'm seeing some young folks coming back and joining, raising turkeys as well as a way to diversify their farms and be able to afford to put their families there and, you know, repopulate our small rural communities.
We were the first food stand to sell smoked turkey drumsticks on the fairgrounds.
That was back in 1983. We would have started selling those turkey legs. We've been using a small family locker, the Kramer sausages in LaPorte City, and it's been a great product for us. And, you know, it's just such a great fair food. You know, it's the ultimate food on a stick. It's this natural stick.
How did that happen? We were talking to our neighbors at the campground about it's raining again. I didn't bring my raincoat, see? How did the whole stick thing, why is the stick thing so popular here?
I
know you can walk around and eat off a stick, but is that it?
I think the stick thing started just for those reasons, you can walk around the fair, you can enjoy the food products, and that's what we've always tried to do here, is keep products that are easy and convenient, kind of healthy, so that you can kind of cheat a little bit and have some other things, but have some really good healthy protein when you're still at the Iowa State Fair.
The fair closes on the 21st.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
We are west of the Bill Riley stage here at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Look for the red and white barns and just ask for the turkey grill ran by the Iowa Turkey Federation.
A good signal for us was also behind the administration building, which is over
there. Yep, behind the administration building. And, of course, since we're a trade association, we're on Facebook, Pinterest, all those great sites, and we have an iowaturkey.org website as well. So if you're curious, you're looking for more information on turkeys and want to meet some of our farmers, the iowaturkey.org website is a really great place to go to learn some more about Iowa's turkey industry.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to finish this Not Your Mama's Taco for breakfast.
It's
this would be a good hangover food, wouldn't it?
It is a great hangover food. It would be, yes.